The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Josh, what's your Twitter there, Josh?
Josh Blue Comedy.
What is your Twitter there?
You, buddy. Come
no,
on.
No, sorry. I was going to ask you. You do your dates on there too?
Yeah.
People not around.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on Facebook and all that stuff is just Josh Blue Comedy.
FunnyboneOmaha.com. See Josh this weekend. Colin, what's your Twitter?
You can see me at Colin Comedy.
Colin's but I wouldn't recommend it.
This is it. Like, this is... I was literally like... My dad was like, is it cool hanging out with Josh Blue? I was like, no. I was like, this is like the fifth or sixth time we've been together, and it's a horrible weekend. It's like, imagine if you had to spend a weekend with someone in grade school that just bullied you, right?
I'm just trying to protect my fans from seeing something they don't want to see. You know?
I would recommend it.
Well, I follow him, and it's like, ugh. Just when I see it pop up, I just scroll. I can't scroll fast enough, you know?
Thank you, Josh.
You're welcome, man.
It's good to nurture young talent, you know?
This is nurturing. I'm a role model for you, man.
Who was that hard on you?
Yeah.
Nobody could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's no, so unfair. I'm going to start walking with a limp. I swear, I'm over it.
I'm going to make sure it's a real limp.
Yeah. When I come down to the stage tonight with a walking boot, what happened? Like, oh, it's a long story.
You get along with your ex there, Josh?
No.
Still?
No, she's...
Every year it's the same, man.
You know what? My current girlfriend finally chewed her out, and
it was
like, I was terrified, and it was like... I should have had her do that 2 years ago.
Also actually helped.
Yeah, it really helped. She got in line. It was like...
And how old are your kids now?
That's good.
11 and 9.
11 and 9, okay.
Yeah, so getting big.
Cool, man.
Good kids.
Yeah. But and so you and the ex are just a little
calm
together?
Yeah, now it's like less harassing.
Do you see her much? You just pick her up at the McDonald's.
I try not to. We just drop the kids off and grab them when I can, you know?
Okay,
so, But no, kids are great though, man.
Excellent.
They're old enough now where you could meet like a block away. Just have the kids walk a couple of blocks.
Just walk them down there. Yeah.
Daddy's flashing the lights. Yeah. Go to the van that's flashing the lights.
Don't go the other way, guys.
Dr. Dead Air, I'm not going to call you that only when he's here because it's not your fault.
It's not his fault.
You've been doing...
No.
He's the guys that kept him hired for this long.
And you can't say anything after you froze after Tyler asked you the social media question. You just locked up. You couldn't figure your Twitter account.
Yeah. I didn't know you were talking to me.
That was my fault. It's a bad segue.
You need something shiny, Tyler.
Yeah, it was bad. That's my fault.
Yeah, I didn't.
Josh is always right there, man.
Yeah, I was zoned
out. Something shiny like a cannabis oil cartridge. That would get his attention.
Oh, yeah.
You see your sticker still on our thing right there. Isn't that great? Our pencil can sitting there has got Josh's face on from the stickers.
I have gravitated toward, despite all
How's
the
How's that
warnings,
weed you're selling? Is it going well?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's going good.
No, I know it's good weed. I'm talking about the
You sell the
brand
cartridges.
Name.
No, no cartridges yet. But the lollipops are kicking butt. They're in all over Colorado now and all over just good feedback. Each quarter grows bigger, and hopefully we're going to get into California this year.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Take me through the entire process of where you developed some weed. And you
just put his name to it.
Yeah. That was at somebody's
name. He sold out.
Yeah, he sold his name.
Another company. I don't even do anything. Just have my face on the package.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Pretty easy job.
That's the way to do it.
Well, you're the one out there pimping it, man.
Yeah, one photo shoot, and now I'm in.
Oh, so
it's been awesome, though.
You don't have to sit in any development meetings or anything
like that? No, I'm not
good at that kind of stuff. Do you get product? You tell me if you like it or not?
Yeah.
Just say it's
well,
good.
They just go, look at this guy. Yeah. Look how high he is. And then it sells itself.
Well, you're also high, and you're a very funny comedian. People, and you got a face about you. People know you. If that goes nationwide, man, that's a lot of money in your pocket,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be really cool.
It'd be very cool.
You know, just how weird is it to have your face on a weed thing?
You're the face of weed lollipops.
Yeah.
You're like a stoner's Pablo Escobar.
The first comedian to have a product.
Yeah, okay.
With my face on it.
Yeah, and you're into like a beat in the smoke
weed. Even before Cheech and Chong?
Yeah, Tommy Chong doesn't count?
No, they didn't have like their face on the thing. There.
Really?
Yeah. First edible, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, what other celebs have weed endorsement deals? Snoop does, doesn't he?
And then
Snoop, obviously Chong.
What's her name? Whoopi? Whoopi has a lot.
Whoopi Goldberg does? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Does Willie?
Willie's got all kind of stuff. Yeah. Willie's...
Seth Rogen. If I'm not mistaken.
I think he's involved. Yeah. I think he's actually involved financially, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Some brother at the gym called me Willie Nelson yesterday.
Well, he's like 86.
I know. So what does that say about me?
Yeah, that's not a compliment.
Was he a young... Oh, it's a brother?
Yeah.
A black dude told you that?
Well, yeah.
We all look alike to them.
I guess so.
Old white guys look alike.
I said, what does that mean? Does it mean I'm old and stoned?
Yeah. Is that what you said?
I'm not even high yet.
Yeah. Well, just look at them. It's itself.
Let's get them there. All right.
Yeah, I'd forgotten to color my beard that day.
Who else has the? Who else had that chick that died?
Some of the other players that had Julie Gibson, the 106-year-old Three Stooges actress,
otherwise known as that chick that died.
Right.
Smells like teen spit up gets a hit. Squeezing Dr. Mina's finger gets a hit. Considering where her finger is.
By the way, what was her announcement yesterday?
Yeah, I forgot to look into that.
A doctor friend of ours that calls the show all the time.
I forgot to congratulate her, but
she
got on
the board of directors of Doctors Without Borders.
Doctors of America?
I'm sorry, Pussy.
Yeah, Doctors for America. She's now on the board of directors.
What the hell does that mean?
Smart stuff?
Yeah, it's a big thing, and it's really kind of an honor. And
stuff.
So good for her.
Sounds like a hoot.
And she hangs out. She actually is pretty funny. That's the funny part about it. She probably have to stop calling us now. She's on some board now.
Yeah, there are some boards.
I thought about it.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're serious.
Yeah.
That's what I think about it.
That's serious.
Is it in selfish purposes? Yeah.
Doctors with borders.
Right. Are they going to monitor what she says on her show?
Well, I'll have to ask her next time.
She's pretty outspoken on her Twitter account, too.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But not like she talks on our show.
They knew what they were getting into.
Sure.
Yeah, she doesn't talk about, or maybe that's what got her in there. They heard the discussion about how good doctors are at sex, and they said, well, she's right. She's one of us, and they brought her on board.
Perfect.
Todd's butter knife gets a hit, as does Too Pretty for Condoms.
Todd had an extra large log, and he had to cut it up with a butter knife at his house.
Yeah, because
and then he put the butter knife back in his silverware drawer.
Don't ever
go to dinner at Todd's.
And I actually put it in the dishwasher. Yeah. People tend to embellish stories around
man.
Here.
Oh, man. Between the silverware and the little sample cups, do not have dinner at your house. My God.
Yeah.
Everything sticks to the glasses and the food tastes like crap. What's going on at his house?
Good point, Colin. Wrap that up in one bow.
What is a spinner gets a hit, as does What Egg Hunt and Wolfin' at the Water Park.
All right. And Wolfin' at the Water Park.
It just amazes me that people have time to make these emails.
It's just like there's hundreds of people on our Deadpool list. It gets bigger every year. It's crazy.
What do you win something?
Yeah, you win a plaque that says
a
you.
Plaque.
Well, that's it. Yeah, a plaque.
And karma.
And karma.
I got plaque and gingivitis.
Say it for the stage, man.
Spray it on the stage. Yeah.
Sam Adams has released a beer called Utopias. It's 28% alcohol by volume.
Whoa.
Okay.
Apparently, it is available in select beer and specialty stores. This is the 11th
What's a regular
edition.
Beer, Bush?
Oh, it's about straight, 4.5 or
straight,
five.
No, straight lager. That's about five.
Yeah, five-ish.
About five, right. 28?
Wow. Yeah.
Don't need my beer to be that strong. Yeah. I like to drink more than one beer. That's
one and done.
Well, maybe
baby.
Consider it not a beer.
Maybe consider it maple syrup.
This is the 11th edition of Utopias. Only 77 wooden casks of it were brewed this year.
It probably tastes like ass.
Yeah, probably $500 bucks a bottle.
Yeah. If there's that much alcohol in it,
that
it kind of starts to not taste like beer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
It gets better with age, they say. It was blended, aged, and finished in barrel rooms.
Who's got old beer laying around?
Sam Adams.
<I know. laughs>
They say this is a blend of earlier batches of Sam Adams Extreme Beers, a catalog dating back over 25 years. The suggested retail price is $210 per bottle.
Is this where that
12-ounce bottle? 16.
How big's the
yes.
bottle?
Yeah. Didn't Bock beer come from scraping the bottom of the barrel?
And that's the worst tasting beer out there. It's always been bad. Yeah.
Because of its high alcohol level, Utopias is not shipped to or sold in 15 states.
Are we one of those?
Can no.
You name the states.
Yeah. This state's drunk today. Yeah. I mean, every day. So
yeah. You still have to go to the right place and get it. Not everybody has it.
But Nebraska, you can get it, right?
Theoretically. Okay. You still have to go to the right place.
I'd like to take a sip of it.
Because only 77 casks were made.
Yeah, this is one of those that if you find a liquor store that has it, they probably got two bottles.
Yeah.
Right.
And they were probably both spoken for before they came in.
Yeah.
Would somebody like the Tap House have? They have some good offbeat stuff.
Yeah, but that's pretty high.
There is information here about this place that is selling a $20 ticket, and for that $20, you get a 1 ounce pour of this stuff.
For 20 bucks?
Yeah.
An ounce is a shot.
Yeah.
Less than a shot.
Yeah.
A shot's an ounce and a half.
Give me a shot.
That's
of
about
beer.
What I do for the sample of my
for your 20 rotations.
Yeah, my 20 rotations.
21 that, ounces. Yeah.
So you're having a $20 party?
Yeah, 20 bucks a shot, guys. You line them up, I'll mess them up.
This $210 bottle of beer, once you pop it, you got to drink it because you can't re-cork or re-
They said it gets better
with
age.
What they say is, this is a quote from them. The Ruby Black Uncarbonated 2019 Utopias is reminiscent of a rich vintage porter, fine sherry, challenging drinkers' expectations of beer while getting better with age. Drinkers can enjoy a portion of Utopias now and save the rest for other occasions.
Yeah, I don't want my beer to taste like a fine sherry.
No.
I just got to say, that's the fastest I've ever heard him read. That was insane.
That was insane.
It really was blowing my
mind. You called it insane. How's yours usually sounding, Josh?
Well, beer. Aged beer. It's really expensive.
You want a gig?
I wasn't done yet. I wasn't done yet.
Well, you got to get used to
it. I was listening. I was listening.
He really does hate you.
He's a mean person.
He's mean. He's mean.
That's coming from the heart.
But you can't yell at him. He just told the audience not to check out his features Facebook or whatever.
I was doing him a favor, guys. I'm sorry. I speak the truth.
Then we get mad, and everyone's like, "Oh, how could you be mean to Josh Blue? He's so adorable."
I know.
Like,
that's it. That's the problem with him.
Well, this is how
he kicks Collie in the face, and she still likes him.
Listen to him. So if you see Josh out and about this weekend,
he's a prick, man. He's a prick.
Every kid walk up to him and ask him why he walks funny. Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
And see how he responds.
Ask your mom.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to guess he's not always a dick. He can't possibly keep this up.
I actually can.
it's pretty second nature.
Before comedy, were you just a prick? I like that part.
Yeah, just a lovable prick.
Yeah, I know. That's why we get along.
Oh, and you've lost the lovable part now.
Yeah.
No, I still love it.
It comes in waves.
Yeah. He said Craig Reading Fest was insane.
It was. Did you guys? I couldn't even follow.
Oh, he has moments where he sprints like that.
Oh, he does.
It's just coming out free for him.
You got to tune in more often. Yeah.
He'll slow down.
That was the best response. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, we sold it all week that you're going to be mean to him, and you jumped right into it.
Well, yeah. Just, you know.
Yeah. We didn't even have to prompt you.
You hadn't even stuttered yet.
I know. I can tell he's really trying not to.
Yeah.
Don't cry. Don't cry. I'm sorry.
I might.
Don't cry.
I might. Kurt Sutter out as showrunner of Mayans,
for his own
MC,
show?
And Sons of Anarchy.
Well, Sons is not on anyone.
Yeah. But for Mayans, he's out. He wrote a letter to the Mayans cast explaining why he had been fired and said...
Fired from his own show, the one he invented and wrote the dialogue for.
Yeah.
Man.
And there is a word in here that I'm changing, and you'll know which one it is. Man. He said, at least being fired for being an abrasive dink is on brand.
Okay, he didn't say the word dink.
Oh,
right.
Oh, I thought that. It was brand.
He said he got canned because of a bunch of complaints against him. He apologized for making people on the show feel unsupported. His arrogance and chronic distraction has created wreckage and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so he's out there.
You still watch that push, right?
Yeah, I've been hanging with the second season of Mayans.
Is it going to go downhill since he's not writing it now?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a writer, man.
Is it going downhill?
No, I mean, I don't mind it. It's not Sons, obviously.
Yeah, nothing was Sons. Yeah.
It kind of feels like, I mean, I haven't really heard a lot of buzz about it this season, so it kind of feels like they're just going to let it tail off and be done after this.
Yeah, I got it sitting on the DVR, but I haven't looked at it.
I didn't watch the first
season.
I watched 2-3 episodes.
They did just tease at the end of this last episode a cameo next week from Tommy Flanagan, Chibs.
Oh,
from
Chibs.
Sons.
Got it. Chibs is great.
Yeah, make a little appearance.
I mean, break out the closed caption, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
A California mother.
Oh, wait, for John to jump in there.
I was just biting my tongue. I thought he needed a little break.
From listening?
Yeah, from listening to me rip on you.
A California mother, 47-year-old Amalia Marie Utz.
Utz.
You California mother.
Has been accused of having sexual relations with two 14-year-old boys and providing them with alcohol and marijuana.
What's she look like?
She is a good-looking woman.
Is she?
She sounds like the world's coolest mom.
How old is she again?
My God.
47.
Did you post her up the episode?
Oh, so
what was the name again, Craig? Yeah.
Do two 14-year-olds?
UTZ.
Two 14-year-olds count as a 28-year-old, so she's good.
They're her kids' friends, according to the Ventura
County
Star.
That's the problem I always have with these stories. Is
your mom.
Is it her son has to deal with this the rest of his life?
Yeah.
We make mom jokes to each other all the time. Most of our moms are gone now, but the ones that are alive, we bang all the time on the air. Right. And you could literally say that to your buddy. Hey, I banged your mom. Yeah, I know you did. Shut up.
Yeah, imagine sitting in algebra and the kid next to you is like, I was almost your stepdad.
Thank you.
Like,
algebra. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Your mom took care of me. That's a joke among us.
Right.
But if it actually happened.
Yeah, I feel bad for that kid.
Two of your friends at the same time.
Right.
Really, oh, my God.
Your
two
best buddies. And say they're just still good friends and the rest of their lives they're friends.
Mm. Pretty
Remember
creepy.
The time we banged your mom? Yes.
That may drive a wedge in between the friendship.
There might be. It
mom
might be.
Might have ruined that.
Yeah.
If any one of my friends banged my mom, I would be
pissed off,
really grossed out. I'm like, man, you got a zoom. I don't know.
I'd be grossed out.
Yeah, they're like,
would you be disappointed in your friend or your mom?
Oh, it's my mom. Like, ooh, how? I don't know.
She kind of looks like
Come on,
Kim
change
Basinger.
The
Did you hear what she said?
Josh's mom or?
No.
Or this girl.
The 47-year-old banging mom looks like Kim Basinger.
Well, that's a good look if she looks like Kim Basinger.
Put her up
does.
There.
Let me check
I wish
her
I was 13.
He did put her up there. I wish I was 13.
And crazy like Kim Basinger. But we all know what crazy's like.
Great.
Those kids are spoiled.
You put her on Twitter yet, Puss?
No.
You know?
I'm just getting there.
Okay. Oh, Craig's got the picture. Yeah. Okay, got it.
If you've had a taste of crazy when you're 14.
Oh, those kids are never
going to
be
chasing that your whole life, and you're going to be messed up.
Yep. They're getting a lot of tattoos.
46, too, man.
47. Someone had reported or had alerted the school district through its anonymous report it tool. Investigators found that several calls for her apartment located across the street from the high school concerning juvenile disturbances, found runaways, juveniles possessing and smoking the marijuana, high school age parties, alcohol served to minors by Utz, and reckless driving.
Are you sure it's not Utz? Is it UTZ?
I listened to a report.
She's a listener. Kim Basinger, exactly right. A sad one in the mugshot.
Yes.
Looks sad in the mugshot.
Well, because her party's over.
Yeah.
She on Twitter or Facebook?
Twitter now, Facebook, right, and momentarily.
She looks like a sad Kim Basinger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man. If you're 14 or 50, you're all over that.
Yeah, that's Kim Basinger from 8 Mile.
Yes.
8 Mile after she got beat up in the trailer.
She's been arrested on suspicion of felony, lewd, or lascivious acts with a minor and felony oral copulation with a minor under 16.
Mom, why'd you cheat on Dad with my friend?
Yeah.
Both my buddies.
No word on a dad or on a husband.
Baseball season awkward.
I'm guessing no dad.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised, though. A lot of times they do have relationships in the side.
Oof. Oh, here's a horrible one.
All right.
out of England.
Yeah, that's terrible.
A teacher over there is out of a job for telling Jewish students that if they did not finish their schoolwork,
what happens?
They'd be sent to the gas chambers.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yikes.
Wow.
Woo.
See, Josh, and you were cheering that good story Lord. Before we read it, weren't you?
Well, because
that's something he would say.
That is so harsh.
It is way too harsh.
Wow.
And there were Jewish students.
Yeah.
So was it a Jewish school?
Wow. I don't know.
Did they do their homework?
Yeah, I was going to say.
And then they all got straight A's. Yeah, so.
The first thing they Googled was gas chamber. God, that's disgusting.
Wow,
Craig.
Wow.
It's not your fault.
Really killing the mood.
Josh thinks it is.
Really bumming us out, man.
You were looking forward to that story, Josh.
You were.
I'm pretending to be appalled, but I love it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.